This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It crushes me to say that even I am losing faith that these important institutions that are supposed to be above the politics of the day are now being corrupted. And that's what we're seeing out of our United States Supreme Court.
You think the Supreme Court is broken, in your view?
I think the Supreme Court has made some terrible decisions.
Yet another institution broken.
Ha ha, you broke my Batmobile.
Broke? Or made it better.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
If we allow Supreme Court nominees to lie under oath.
Not the earth, another earth.
Because elections do matter. If Hillary Clinton had been the president, yes, we wouldn't be sitting here having this horrible outcome in our country.
And saying, look at me, listen to me.
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I haven't seen the Democrats this mad since yesterday. I haven't seen the Democrats this mad since Lincoln freed their slaves. They spin wildly from one moment of existential threat, an attempted coup, to the next. They reach new rhetorical heights or lows every time one of these events happens. Now today, they've allowed prayer on the 50-yard line of high school football games. It's the end of the Republic. Now, well, they couldn't really overreact to that because they'd gone so crazy the last couple of days on Thursday and Friday. First with the concealed carry decision out of New York, and then Roe v. Wade being overturned. Even the Democrats couldn't top themselves there for that. But they were out of control. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. But I tell you, the prayer decision, though, it does really bug these people. It's this high school football coach, an assistant coach, by the way. And he started at the end of the game. He would go to the 50-yard line and kneel and just say a short prayer. And then I guess some of the players decided to join him, and it got to be a bigger thing. And so then he started leading a prayer in the locker rooms. And the public school committee, it is the woke state of Washington, and said, don't, please, can you not do this? And he refused, and he was fired, and it went to the Supreme Court. And now he's won. I don't know if he's going to get back pay, but you know, the fact that the liberals are so unmoored from the facts, they get on these websites and they start commenting on these decisions without apparently even reading the story. All they do is read a headline that says, you know, Supreme Court rules in favor of coach who prayed. He forced the players to pray. Well, no, he didn't. It was either pray or not play. Well, he was the assistant coach, okay? He was not the head coach. It's just, but again, they're into outrage. That's all they care about. 844-500-4242. That's the number if you'd like to give us a call today here on the Howie Carr Show. I'm back from being on the road, and I'll be here throughout the course of the day today. In the second hour, we'll have the co-chairman of the Republican National Committee, Tommy Hicks. He just got back from the border in Texas. He's from Dallas, and he'll be telling us about what he saw down there. And it's just such a mess. And of course, you know, Joe Biden is over in uh, Europe. He's pretending to be concerned about the Ukrainian border, not the southern border of the United States, but the Ukrainian border. And he's just babbling on, and he's with his other co-elected officials from the G7. At least he's getting the number right this go-around. In the past, he's called it the G6. But today he's calling it the G7, and he's with, he has the lowest favorability ratings of any modern American president. He's meeting with Boris Johnson, who barely survived a no-confidence vote in the House of Commons a couple of weeks ago, lost two more seats in by-elections, crushed in by-elections last week. Macron has a weaker hand as the leader of France than any French leader since de Gaulle set up the Fifth Republic back in, I think, 1958. So these are the people that are laying down the law to Vladimir Putin. I don't think it's going to end up very well. And then he heads to the Middle East, where he's going to meet with the head of the Palestinian Authority, who's 83, I believe. So it's going to be going to be like the early bird special, at the memory wing of the assisted living facility. Then he's going to go to Saudi Arabia and beg them to pump some more oil, even though he called them a pariah nation during the campaign. What could possibly go wrong? 844-500-4242. Anyway, this is the way it is. And, I'd say one of the craziest things that was said was that by Jennifer Rubin, a state can now execute a woman for refusing to submit to a forced birth, even if the abortion is within hours of conception. Barbarism. That's what she deleted that tweet, but that's what she said. A state can now execute a woman for refusing to submit to a forced birth. Really? And of course, Jennifer Rubin is one of the classic victims of Trump derangement syndrome. She used to be sort of almost pro-life 10 years ago when she was a fan. She had a crush on Mitt Romney. She said elective abortions had nothing to do with women's health. That's an exact quote. Nothing to do with women's health. Then, of course, you know what Anna Navarro said, from CNN, born in, I think, Nicaragua. Now she's an American, an alleged Republican. She said, I have a family with lots of special need kids. I have a brother who's 57, and he has the mental and motor skills of a one-year-old. And I know what that means financially, emotionally, physically for a family, and I know that not all families can do it. I have a step-granddaughter, she says, who was born with Down syndrome, and you know what? It is very difficult in Florida to get services. It is not as easy as it sounds on paper, and I've got another step-grandson who is very autistic, who has autism. I'd like to be a member of her family and have her, it's not even dirty laundry, it's just facts. Is she saying that she wishes that all of her relatives, her brother, and her step granddaughter and step grandson, does she wish they were aborted? Then of course there's Biden and Pelosi. They're devout Catholics. You know they're devout Catholics. It's why did all the riots take place, or the demonstrations? They took place in places like L.A., California, Portland, Oregon. Those were ones where they had some violence. Colorado. Does anyone think that you're not going to be able to get an abortion in those three states? Or all the states where there were big demonstrations, they're all the states that will not be affected in the least. Not for one iota of a second. Is anyone in any of those states talking about that? Charlie Baker in Massachusetts, we talked about this on Friday, he immediately issued an order saying that he was going to protect the abortion clinics in Massachusetts. Protect them from what? From what? The only places that have been vandalized have been the pro-life centers, many of them in red states. And by the way, you know, even if you live in a state where it might be harder to get an abortion, might be somewhat more difficult, you could always go across state lines. There was a story I saw today in Texas. It said, in central Texas, women are talking about getting their tubes tied and men are talking about getting vasectomies. Is that a tragedy? I got a vasectomy after my fifth kid. I got a vasectomy, and then I went on the air and talked about it. It wasn't so bad. It wasn't the end of the world. You know, sometimes you have to just make a decision. 844-500-4242-978. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't calling these abortion clinics reproductive health care clinics an oxymoron? Yes, indeed it is. What did Biden call it? Biden calls it women caring for their health. That's what he calls it, right? And incidentally, why does this give them the right to use the N-word when they're talking about Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court justice? You know that was all over Twitter. Him being called just the worst, the vilest language imaginable. It was okay though, because they're liberals. 844-500-4242. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We still get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. The 3-Pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are, number one, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number two, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. And wow, is the pollen crazy right now. Number three, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. If you are a value shopper like Officer Mark, Paul Rizzo, or Dr. Matt, then this offer is for you. This thing does an amazing job. We told you we had a problem with smoke in one of our places this last week. We put in two thunderstorms last week, just let them run all week long. Guess what? The smells were, the tobacco smell was all gone when we got back there this weekend, all gone. We ordered two more 3-packs for our offices and our places of where we hang out. You can't go wrong with this if you want to keep your place of business or your home or your garage or anywhere smelling just great. The Eden Pure air purifier doesn't take up any floor space, as you can see, and is small enough to hold in your hand like I'm doing right now. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you both time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty. Standing there in the harbor, screaming out the wall of nations in a world. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question, excuse me, is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus free shipping at Balance 7. I'm holding it up right now. Balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which statement from Nancy Pelosi is the least believable? She was set up, she's a devout Catholic, or she didn't mean to push Myra Flores' daughter?
I'm going to say devout Catholic because it's more universal.
65% say that she's a Catholic is not very believable.
Yeah, it's, you know, you know, you're not supposed to lie. That's one of the Ten Commandments. I know it's a venial sin as opposed to a mortal sin, but you know, if you want to be a devout Catholic, you're not supposed to lie. We've got the other devout Catholic, Joe Biden. He's caught in a big lie on Hunter Biden's laptop. We'll get to that a little bit later today. 844-500-4242-508. The abortion issue is political diversion from the real issues that all Americans are facing. Don't you think that's the way the Democrats want it, 508? They'd rather be talking about abortion than about inflation or the southern border invasion or fentanyl or the lack of baby formula or tampons or anything else. 844-500-4242. Sal, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sal.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? I just want to make a comment about just these lunatic liberal women that you see them, you go on Facebook, and they're wearing Ruth Bader Ginsburg T-shirts, you know, with their comments that they're making. And you can actually find a quote, and they'd lose their minds if you actually pointed it out, that she could quote her. She had said one time that
it was bad law.
And they're aborting the right ones, or the right, she said that they're aborting the right ones, aren't they? And about Margaret Sanger, that racist who started it all, it was just to get rid of black babies. But they're clueless. They have no clue about it whatsoever.
I mean, they don't even, you know, how about the fact that they went on TV instantaneously and they ran out with their rent-a-mobs, you know, even before noon on Friday, and they were saying, you know, the Supreme Court has denied us a constitutional right. Well, it's not in the Constitution, you know, and they don't understand the Bill of Rights. The 10th Amendment says that anything that's not regulated in this document, the Constitution, reverts to the state and its people. The states and their peoples, I should say. So it's, you know, it's they have no understanding of anything. They just want to be angry. They want, you know what it is? I think I said this on Friday. They want to be victims. That's what it's all about. And this gives them a chance to be victims. I mean, what, you know, no matter how much money they have, no matter how many boxes they check, no matter how privileged they've been, they can be victims here because they've had a constitutional right that doesn't exist taken away from them. And that's what it's all about for them. They need to get, first of all, they need to get jobs. Then they need to get some hobbies other than going on Twitter and just being outraged and trying to cancel people and ruin people's lives who didn't do anything. And, you know, it also wouldn't hurt if they were to get involved in some kind of religious group. I mean, it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be Christo-fascism as they were holding up those signs. It can be anything. You know, become a Buddhist. You know, just get a, think about a power higher than yourself. You know, that would be my advice for them. See, and then they could maybe get over themselves, and they can start to have a little serenity. I mean, that's a weird word for these people, as crazy as they are, but they need to get some serenity here. 844-500-4242. And play AOC under oath. If you got time for AOC, cut 7.
If we allow Supreme Court nominees to lie under oath and secure lifetime appointments to the highest court of the land.
Lie under oath. I mean, what is it with Joe Biden's Democrat Party? All these people, Pelosi, Biden, Schumer, Harris, AOC is 50 years younger than all the rest of them, and she's doing the same damn thing. Did you ever say the word earth when you meant to say oath, or vice versa? I don't think so. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We just got some good news in here today, at least on a local level. The AG, Mara Holdit Healy, has released the petitions, so we are going to be able to start getting signatures on the drive to put on the ballot a question in November to deny illegal aliens the right to get driver's licenses in the state of Massachusetts. She was kind of trying to, you know, drag her feet, slow walk it, but she released it today, so we'll have somebody on to talk about it a little bit later in the show. But it just happened moments ago, so we'll have those petitions out very, very shortly, and we've got to get to work on it. We've got just under 2 months to get 40,000 certified signatures, but it can be done. I think I'm pretty sure it can be done. Just got to all work at it together. 844-500-4242. 860 mentions. Did you see that women were threatening a sex strike? Yeah, that was a headline, the lead story in the New York Post for about 10 minutes. It was a good gag for 10 minutes, but you know it wasn't going to stand up very long, was it? And you know, they're talking about you know, AOC saying the justices lied. And that's what Susan Collins and Joe Manchin are saying when they said they would uphold the Constitution. Well, you know, 617 makes a really good point. Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan also lied when they said they would uphold the Constitution. Exactly. That's a really good point. I wish I had thought of that.
Well, is that why all those Democrats were fooled into voting for Brett Kavanaugh? If he lied to them and tricked them?
How many Democrats voted for Brett Kavanaugh?
They all must have, if they're all upset that he lied to them. They were sold a false bill of goods.
What, there was one, right? It was Manchin. That was it, wasn't it?
I don't even remember. I just know that it was probably not very many of them.
Yeah. You know, I don't think...
So what would have been different? Like, you know what I mean? Not that they lied at all, but with that premise that they lied, you would have still voted no.
Yeah. It wouldn't matter. They were nominated by a Republican president, so they were going to vote no.
And in the case of those liberal justices you just mentioned, a lot of Republicans actually could make that argument because some of them voted yes.
Oh, yeah.
Lindsey Graham, for instance.
Yeah. I'm sure Portman voted yes. Mitt Romney would have voted yes had he been in the Senate.
Yes.
No doubt about it. Susan Collins, she voted yes. I'll bet Kelly Ayotte, who's now no longer in the Senate, I'll bet she voted yes or would have certainly.
Yeah, it just frustrates me that their go-to reaction when the Supreme Court does something they don't like is it's illegitimate. That's a reaction to everything. Anything they don't like is illegitimate or is unfair or needs to be abolished.
If they win, it's settled law. If they lose, abort the court.
Yeah, exactly. It's
burn
incredible.
It down.
Howie, an update for you. Joe Biden inadvertently helped Hunter pay Russia-linked escorts. And now we have this new voicemail. I know you were discussing that with Taylor earlier. I think it was the Daily Mail that first got this voicemail. Yeah. It's interesting to watch this stuff come out of this laptop. It just,
you know, the thing is, we always knew when we were at City Hall or at the State House, you know, that there was a lot of scandal. If both papers could each get a different scandal on a day or different angles on a scandal that were new, this is like on a national or an international level that this is going on. Do we have the cut from the debate in 2020 when he says he never discussed any of the son's business overseas?
Not sure if it was from the debate, but we have several examples of him discussing.
Okay, this is one of Dementia Joe's many apparently examples of him saying that he and his son never discussed Hunter's job as a bagman.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
And so
here's what I know. I know Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president. You should be asking him the question, why is he on the phone with a foreign leader? trying to intimidate a foreign leader, if that's what happened. That appears what happened. You should be looking at Trump. Everybody looked at this, and everybody's looked at it and said, there's nothing there. Ask the right questions.
Ugh, sometimes you forget what a pompous jerk he is.
By the way,
ask
that's
the
a,
right question.
That's another phrase that they like to use. We saw today, and there's a story about Ginny Thomas, you know, and they're Clarence Thomas's close bond with his wife are raising concerns. And then they quote some legal ethics expert as saying, well, you know, when she sent those emails to the members of the Arizona legislature, she didn't violate any laws, but she violated the norms. That's another, you forget that word. There's so many words that they throw out
there.
Yeah,
because norms.
Only a Republican or a conservative can violate norms. There are no norms for Democrats.
Because a norm can be whatever you want it to be. You know, they can just say, oh, that violates the norm. And what do you have to base it off of?
Right. It's like being a male or a female. Whether you could participate in a female skateboarding contest, swimming competition, and you're not violating any norms, right? But anyway, remember Joe Biden just heard him say that he never discussed. You know the old saying, never say never. This is an example of why you never say never. He never discussed his son's foreign business interests, as quote unquote, with him. This is something the Daily Mail in the UK just took off of one of the laptops.
Hey, pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
Clear.
Nothing urgent. Nothing urgent. They're just running a story about influence peddling that you're doing overseas on, you throwing around my name. But it's nothing urgent. Because, you know, if it were a Republican, it would be violating the norms of political ethics. But this is nothing special.
But let's play this out. Let's say there was this giant article in the New York Times about you, Howie, okay? And it was suggesting that there was some things, you were breaking the law in some way.
Right.
If I called you up and said, hey, Howie, he's always very deep and heavy breathing. Hey, Howie, this is Grace. It's 8:15. Just calling about the article in the Times. I think you're clear. Doesn't that give off the impression that maybe there's something to it? If someone says, I think you're clear, that to me, and I'm just translating here, to the layman's ear says, I think you've got away with it. That's what I take that as.
First of all, Grace, I would hope that having associated with me this long,
I wouldn't leave a message.
Right.
Yeah,
that would be, first, I would be extremely disappointed if you were ever to leave me a voicemail message like that.
And you know what, Howie? I'm going to tell you this right now. I would not only leave that message because of your principles, but probably even before I started working for you, I knew enough not to leave a message like that. That's just because I'm street smart.
Yeah. I mean, Joe tells us over and over again that, you know, he's a street guy.
Street
right?
guys. Yeah.
I would say that that's one of the first lessons you learn
ever.
On any street in anywhere USA is don't leave a message like that. Don't leave any kind of recorded message that you don't want to see on the first page, the front page, the cover of any newspaper. And again, he's very lucky because 99.99% of newspapers in this country are controlled by Democrats, so he doesn't have to worry. But you know what? Here's the thing. Now he's on the front page of a paper in the United Kingdom. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, I guess Joe's dad never talked about that at the kitchen table. Don't leave messages that could get you in trouble. or Ambrose never told him that either. Howie, let's talk a little bit about where Joe Biden is right now. He is at the G7, as you know, and he is there to chat with all of the other heads of state. He's with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Boris Johnson, as you made mention during one of the breaks I had. All these people who aren't very
all of these popular. Electoral titans.
Yes.
Wait, how much? What percentage of the vote did Justin Trudeau get in the last Canadian election? I believe it was about 32% of the vote.
It really is. It's like a table of people that no one can stand, all sitting around patting each other on the back.
Right. And a lot of the, did they all forget their ties? I mean, look, I'm wearing a tie. I don't wear it for the whole show, but I wear it, you know, for a little bit of it.
They were outside. They wanted to look more outdoorsy.
That's the Davos man look, you know? I just got off the private plane. I need a little breeze on the chest, that kind of thing. Yeah, I just think the entire thing, when you see them all lined up together smiling, it really does elicit like a giant eye roll from most people.
508 says, does anyone really think the big guy didn't talk to the little guy about his business deals? Of course, no one believed it, but you need to use a phrase from the Nixon Watergate era. What is it, Grace?
Plausible deniability.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. When you have something like that coming out where he's calling up and leaving a stupid message like that, that's what John Ehrlichman used to call you're twisting slowly, slowly. In the wind.
Yes. And you know what's weird is that Joe's brother Jim actually said plausible deniability, I think, to Tony Bobulinski. So it's strange that it somehow skipped Hunter and Joe.
It's a phrase from an earlier era, but it's perfectly applicable to this era.
Howie, this is a totally random story. You have so many bigger things to cover today, but I just want to get your take on this very quickly. This is from the Washington Examiner. Johnny Depp to return as Jack Sparrow for $301 million. So the Pirates of the Caribbean, I believe you pronounce it Caribbean, is coming back. He's taking up the Jack Sparrow character again for $301 million. Haven't we suffered enough? That's all I'm going to say on the matter. How many more? How many of these movies do people need? And I say this about a lot of movies, like these Star Wars things. How many... When is enough enough? You know? Cut it off. No more.
I told you I was trapped one time in a hospital bed and I had to watch one of those movies. I could not believe how bad it was.
You were asking for more pain meds?
Yeah, I think I had the drip.
Yeah, you're going.
Just keep hitting that drip, that morphine. Morphium drip or
yeah.
Orpheum, whatever it is, opium drip.
Yeah, no, it's really crazy how many of these movies they make, but $301 million, that's a chunk of change. I would do it. Did they ever make a Civil Action 2?
No.
No sequel for you?
No, they never did. It made, and it was the number one movie in America.
It's actually a very serious story, so I shouldn't even say that.
$15 million, but that was a slow week for movies. It came out in the winter. But, I mean, I can't imagine them ever making back $300 million. How many is he going to make for $300 million?
How many movies?
Yeah,
I think it's just one more. But I could,
one movie, $300 million.
You know, you could be right there.
Tom Cruise had just had the biggest movie of his career, and it made $1 billion.
You know what, Hal? You could be right because it says a deal, so it doesn't say how many movies, but it says a deal, so it could be multiple movies. Joy, oh joy, we get to watch multiple more pirates.
Didn't he say in trial that he didn't want to do any more of those movies?
Yeah, he was like mad at Disney, I think. But you know what, Taylor? Money talks.
Somebody dangles $300 million. Yeah.
You know, when I think of Johnny Depp, I think of the old-time actors like Errol Flynn and John Barrymore. You know, at a certain point, it really... Or even Robert De Niro.
Are you suggesting...
I mean, how many crappy movies has Robert De Niro made?
Are you suggesting that Johnny Depp can be bought, good sir?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
He did say in trial, it's always 5 o'clock somewhere, Grace.
That's right. He did say that, didn't he? Yes, it is. All right, 844. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks,
I appreciate it. Stop procrastinating and start taking Balance 7. It's my go-to drink to give me energy throughout the day. You know you should steer clear of those sugary energy drinks loaded with caffeine because you know what happens, you just crash later in the day. I recently learned why Balance 7 is so good for me. It dilutes the acid that's built up over the years from eating acidic foods. When that acid is neutralized, the immune system is able to function like when you were 20 years old. Balance 7 drives out the acid that builds up from beer, wine, soft drinks, processed meats, and other foods, so you feel better and sleep better. It also helps with acid reflux, heartburn, or joint discomfort. Often I'm asked to try a product that I could be skeptical, but I really loved Balance 7. When they stopped advertising with us last fall, I kept buying the product because I like it. I really do think it helps me be healthier. So Balance 7 sent me an email and thanked me for my loyalty, but it wasn't loyalty. It was just that I like the product and it's helping me. Balance 7 is made from safe, all-natural ingredients. It works perfectly in harmony with your body. Believe me, you're going to like this. You're going to like Balance 7. If you suffer from low energy, heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, all of this can happen because of too much acid. You should give Balance 7 a try. I give it out to my friends and neighbors, and I'm going to start, now I have some new containers, I'm going to start giving it out to the VIPs. Balance 7 is made in America, and it sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order right now at balance7.com. In just 3 days, you will feel the benefits from Balance 7. That's balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. When you use code word Howie, you'll save $10 on the order, and you will also receive free shipping. Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. And don't forget code Howie. Just take a shot 3 times a day, and it's great for you, and it's a really good deal. I'm going to have some right now. Don't be stubborn. Order now. I'm Howie Carr.
Want to know what Howie is reading before the show?
All right, now let's see. Where were we? Oh, yeah. In the pit of despair.
Take a look at Howie's homework at HowieCarShow.com.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I have a quick question for you. The coach that was kneeling down on the 50-yard line praying, would he have to have gone to the Supreme Court to possibly get a job back if he was a Muslim?
You saw what happened in Norway over the weekend, right, Bob?
Yeah,
it was in Oslo. This Iranian with a lengthy criminal record. He went out to a gay bar, the biggest gay bar in Oslo, the capital of Norway, right before the Pride Parade, and he was chanting Allahu Akbar, and he shot and killed 2 people, wounded 21 others, and apparently they kept saying all through the day, all through the night on Norwegian TV, well, he had psychiatric problems. He was chanting Allahu Akbar. That was apparently, it wasn't a big problem. They didn't even want to say that he was a that there was any terrorist reason for doing it. They waited for hours and hours to say it. That's a good point, Bob. 8-4. I think in some high schools now they put in prayer rooms for Muslims. But, you can't pray if you're a Christian, apparently. John, you're next. We don't have enough time. Sorry. We'll be back after this. We'll be back with Tommy Hicks, the co-chair of the Republican National Committee, to talk about his visit to the southern border. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.